everybody. Summer's here, and it's the perfect time for a pool party. So jump on in with the Hardline and get ready for their brand new segment, Hardline Pool Party.
Cannonball!
We're living in a world that's full of changes. The latitudes have a wider range, but in the summertime, people want to be cool. That's what I like
right.
about the swimming pool. The swimming pool is the place to be. If you want
your turn, Holmes.
Continuity.
All right.
The lifeguard's blowing his whistle at you. That's what I like
we have,
about the swimming pool.
Something coming up here in just a couple days. In fact, an email which I just received made me think of this.
By the way, let's explain what this is. Every day at this time, all summer long, probably until we get to training camp in a couple months.
Or until we get tired of it in a couple days.
No, no. I will not let this slide. It's too good of an idea. We're going to have just a fun time segment in which we rotate.
It's got to be fun time?
No.
Not necessarily. I would rather.
What if I have sports that I want to talk about?
Yeah, it's kind of a give up. It's kind of a fallback.
No!
So you can't do sports?
No, you can.
Here?
But it's just kind of like, all right, I don't have any ideas, so I'll just pick up something out of the newspaper, sports wise. But go ahead, do your sports segment. It'll be great.
Well, I didn't say I had one today.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, what if I do?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Do whatever you got to do.
It's a pool party. No one wants to go to a pool party
talk
and talk sports.
Why not?
You want to have fun.
I like to talk sports wherever I can.
Go. We're running out of time.
All right. I want the hammer back.
Too late.
Well, and there's going to be something happening on the presentation in a couple days, which we should alert everybody to. And if you were a fan of the Me Free presentation, Thursday will be a very, very big day for you. Now, this caused chaos yesterday with the booking of a guest who we thought was going to be on Thursday. That has since been rescheduled for tomorrow. And this caused that very thing out of him, because it meant he had actually had to do a little work.
No, it's because the work that had already been done had to be reworked because you forgot you were off.
And thank God for Corby, TGFC, for remembering that you were going to be gone.
Yes.
Or we would have had, so...
Ooh. What's the deal with Hank Aaron? Ooh.
But the guest that we were going to book Thursday and have it...
You always have to do the morning show because you're playing at, you know, Wingfields... Buffalo wing spot in Forney.
Wingfields?
I don't know.
The hamburger joint in Eau Claire?
Yeah, there. You're playing at Wingfields. Why is it that we always get Junior? We hardly ever get George. It's never George and Corby. It's always
All
Junior.
Right, here's the way this works.
Okay.
I go in there first and tell Kat what's up. And he says, fine, if you can get one of those boys to go along with it, then we can do it. So I send an email to the both of them, and it's whichever one bites on it. You know, asking if they're interested in a wife swap on such and such day.
Right.
And it just depends on whichever one is interested in it.
Well,
George,
usually,
for whatever reason, is not. Yeah. Junior is.
All right.
You know, it's just the way it's rolled so far.
Craig and I enjoy each other's company.
Because do you understand what I have to deal with on Thursday? That.
Yeah, I understand it puts you in a very bad place.
We have never
OU Yank
one
Fest.
OU segment together, not one
it's
time.
It's not necessarily what goes on the air.
So you think you walk in here, so man, what do you think of our O-line depth this year, huh?
It's all it is, man.
Oh, God.
They're
all
talking
it
about
is.
How they wish they still had Buster Rhymes and Elvis Peacock and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whore.
Yeah, I understand that this puts you in a bad place. And it's not something I enjoy
doing.
Yes, it does. I mean, you don't realize what it's like to have to put up with that.
All right. Well, then here's a tip to you. How about just saying, no, I can't do the gig. I have a job.
I say that more than you know.
say it every time. I'm sorry, I can't do that.
I don't ask.
We need you to go on the air at 6. How hard is it to say, yeah, well, I'm actually on the air till 7. How about we go on the air at 8?
I don't ask.
How about I call the shots, D-Wad?
I don't ask for this often. I don't ask for dispensation like this often.
You're in control.
Besides,
they want you to
you
play.
You took a day off to go see Pearl Jam.
You
to fly up to New York City and see Pearl Jam.
You dicked. You took a
Whoa,
week and a half.
You call him?
Excuse me.
You dictate the rules. I didn't say you.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
I didn't know you felt that strongly about me.
You dictate. When these people call you and say, we would really like it if your band would come play at our
watermelon festival.
Uh-huh. At our pool party we're having. You say, all right, well, what time would you like me to play? How about 5:30?
Nope, work till 7. How about 8?
I don't know if you realize this, idiot, but I'm on the air till 7.
Yeah, this isn't like you work at Quiznos.
Yes, I mean, come on, dude.
It's a point well taken.
Quiznos.
It's a point well taken.
Now, what do you say to these people? This is what I don't get.
Well, I don't say anything to them unless I can get everybody on board first.
Okay.
Up here.
Right.
But we have the unique ability here at this radio station to do this sort of thing, so why should we not?
All you have to do is say, we'll play at 8. Deal with the other hour, bitch.
It mixes things up. It keeps things fresh for everybody, bitch.
Now you sound like Jesse from Breaking Bad.
Yo.
So if we can do this, if there's one thing out there that we can do that they can't do, why should we not do it?
Right, so what's the meaning of this segment?
Look,
what are you doing here?
Are we fighting?
Just to apprise everybody of the wife swap, that's all.
This is not a fun pool party.
This really isn't. I don't like where this is headed.
I think it's a fun
You've had the
pool
worst
party.
Pool
so
party
basically,
yet.
You're taking your involvement in, this is your segment to lead the hardline pool party, and you're promoting the wife swap?
I'm just apprising everybody of it. So it doesn't come as a
surprise. All right, well, get on to your pool party. Let's get on to what you have.
Don't tell me this is it.
Yeah, this is it.
That's what?
Holy God.
No, wait a second.
I don't think you understand the point of this segment.
You're supposed to bring,
maybe I'm not. What is it?
I don't know. You bring a funny story or a personal experience. It's your own personal snake pit.
Okay, well, this is my personal experience.
Promoting a gig, basically?
Yes. And apprising everybody of the wife swap.
God, you're such a give up, man. You really are. I know you have a creative bone in that noggin somewhere. Somewhere.
No,
I'm
not
trying
really.
I'm trying to help flesh it out. You have more than this.
Not today, I don't.
I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
I mean, the idea
is... You are the pool party. We're having a pool party, huh?
This is not a pool party. This is you promoting something.
I'm promoting
How
the
about this?
Swap.
How about this, idiot? Why don't you read the email that Fernando sent? Maybe that'll liven things up.
All right. I will.
And see what their producer brings to the table. But he didn't even think of that.
No, I did. I was going to read it.
Hey, Junior's doing his pool party on Thursday, okay?
Yes, he is.
And I'll do one on Friday.
All right.
He says, Rhymes, here's what we have for Thursday's morning show. 6:50, Robert Lucetich, golf writer from FoxSports.com, has a new book out on Tiger Woods.
Riveting.
Beating.
Boring!
8:50, Razor in studio.
Boring!
That'll be good.
We also have Game 1 of the NBA Finals that night and a Rangers game from the night before. And I'm sure some others, some such. See you then. See, he's letting me know what they have on their show.
Email Craig and let him know what we have on the show.
Okay. He won't write me back, and nor does he care.
Just tell him.
We have more on our show than they do.
Tell him basically it's a blank slate. But be ready for 5:50. And then what we'll do is we'll present Craig's 5:50 pool party segment as an example. Because I guarantee you, he'll have something.
He'll be prepared.
Yeah, he will. Unlike you. We got 3 months of this, all right?
I'm supposed to.
No, don't talk. We got 3 months of this, and you're going to be doing this twice a week. You better come with something next time.
I'll let this come with something.
You didn't come with crap.
Yeah, I did.
What? promoting the wife swap.
Yes, promoting the wife swap.
This is not a pool party. It's supposed to be some sort of conjecture concerning music or fun or audio or your life in general.
Fun. Or a funny list or
anything, man.
From a TV show.
Anything but what you just did. Anything but what you just did. You got us all mad at you.
Nobody's mad except you.
He's mad.
I'm not pleased.
He's not mad.
He's not pleased.
Well, you're both going to have to get over it.
You're lowering the bar.
Yeah, you really are. Please don't.
So who knows? Tomorrow, Corby's going to show up with his booger collection. This one's from Friday. Check it out.
Here's the one I picked in New York City.
Yeah. For show and tell.
Booger fart. Anyway, everybody come see Petty Theft at the concert by the lake.
No, screw that.
To us.
Yeah, don't go
listen
to that
to
dumb
show.
Concert.
In Rockwall, Downbeat.
With a bunch of old farts with jorts and beepers and heart monitors.
Downbeat will
nobody
be
cares about Downbeat.
7:30.
It's 6:12 on the ticket.
7:30, Thursday night.
Screw it all.
Dallas, Fort Worth.